KQED.
You could be forgiven for thinking that candidates win on election night, but long after the confetti has been swept from hotel ballrooms across California, the vote continues. Usually, the winner has enough of a margin of victory that it's safe to call the race on the big Tuesday. But this year, it's too close to call an unprecedented number of high-profile races. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
Hi, this is Joyce, and I'm calling on behalf of the Kamala Harris campaign.
Over a week after Election Day, Joyce Neustadt is one of four people sitting around a conference table in the Harris campaign war room.
We have you down for Saturday, November 13th from 2 to 5 p.m.
She's calling some of the 1,300 volunteers who signed up to head out into the field to help monitor the vote count in this tight attorney general's race.
Thank you so much for your enthusiasm and your support. All right. Bye-bye, Lindy.
We had to put together a field operation, bigger, frankly, than any other field operation in the lead-up to November 2nd.
That's Brian Brokaw, campaign manager for Democrat Kamala Harris. He says in a regular campaign, most of the money raised goes towards TV advertisements. Now they're operating on a relative shoestring, raising funds to cover staff and help move volunteer field monitors. Harris's opponent, Republican Steve Cooley, is also in campaign mode, though his consultant, Kevin Spillane, says it's mostly coordinating volunteer monitors and lawyers.
We are not actually engaged in raising significant funds. If it becomes a recount situation, then that's an entirely different situation.
Besides the Harris-Cooley race, there are two tight congressional matches in the state. It's unclear if the losers in any of the contests will ask for a recount. If they do, they can choose the counties where they want a new tally. But if the outcome doesn't change, they have to pick up the tab. Today's drawn-out campaigns are partly due to the rise in popularity of mail-in ballots, says California GOP chair Ron Nearing.
Whenever there's a close election like this, because of the number of people who are voting by mail, you can expect to see a greater amount of a variation and then potentially legal disputes over the outcome of elections.
This election's full count has to be completed by November 30th. Final state results must be certified by December 10th. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.